And now, our feature presentation.
How you doing?
Shit, bro. We just came from fucking Chili's, baby, back ribs.
Barbecue sauce.
I didn't eat that shit at all.
No, we didn't. Yeah.
Right, but we definitely
do
had
they even have that still?
You know what? We didn't see it on the menu,
but I'm pretty sure
they probably do. Okay. I don't think they're going to get rid of that. That's one of the biggest things. Yeah, that's their thing, right?
Yeah.
But our thing, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, the Cinema Villains proudly bring to you a splendivorous, fantabulous, mystifying list episode of the podcast. I am your hostess of the mostest, Shaggy Black, alongside me, Mr. L426 himself, Jose.
That's right, Shag.
How are you?
I'm good. My little mouth can't come out of my big mouth. Right now.
Hey, yo.
So can you literally go up to an alien, a Xeno, and be like, hey, what that mouth do? You die.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't notice, we're covering the original 1979 Alien movie. By the time of this episode, the day, Alien Day 426 has passed. So you're listening to this after the fact, but going forward, you could have this episode to go listen back to when Alien Day next year comes around. Isn't that right, Jose?
Sure, unless...
I mean, is it... unless the what? Unless what, Jose?
Unless we record another Alien episode and release it on 426 next year?
I mean, we could.
Yeah, you never know.
But
okay, so like a year jumps, but ain't this a leap year?
This is a leap year, yes.
So does that mean we go forward 2 days?
Yeah.
So 426 will be on a Saturday?
Don't ask
me,
bro.
So we might record?
I mean, we can record. It's still going to be like the day after when it comes out.
Damn.
I'm just saying.
He got me there, buds. I got nothing to...
Just saying. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you all for tuning in for us via however you get to this podcast. If you're watching it on YouTube, thank you for that. Or if you're listening on audio, we also appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you again so much. Y'all are loving our shorts on YouTube, and we appreciate that. We would start something on the Clock app. That is TikTok.
Oh, I was like, huh?
Yeah, I call it the clock app. Dude, I literally call it everything else but what it's called.
Okay.
I like to call it the clock app, the tack-tack, the ticky-tock, the tick-tick, that.
The tick?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
You don't like the tick?
I love the tick.
Okay,
I just don't like that app. Oh. I don't care for it.
That's freaky. If I was high as fuck,
ooh,
that would have got me.
So Jose is actually talking about the YouTube screen that we're having on in our background because we normally have the movie on when we do these podcast recordings, but we have been drinking and that's not on. Mm-hmm. But again, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode. We definitely like you listening to our shenanigans, and we're going to try and do this
shenanigans
as much our audio and visual. Shenanigans.
Visual shenanigans.
And we definitely appreciate you for tuning in whenever you can. Whenever we decide to do this. Thank you so much for that.
That's right. Thank you. It means the world to us.
And we picked Alien because obviously, well, we were supposed to go to the Alamo Draft House.
Yeah, because they're showing it all weekend for...
For Alien Day.
For Alien Day.
Yeah, and it's the 45th.
Oh, yeah. It's the 45th anniversary.
It's the 45th anniversary of the movie. And
the movie.
I've ruined you.
You have every time. I can't say Street Fighter no more.
Nope, of that. The game.
Like Street Fighter. The game.
The movie.
The game.
It's the 45th anniversary of Alien, And obviously the Alamo is showing that they were supposed to go, but we're adults. And as adults, we...
Actually, I have the perfect excuse. So,
oh, go ahead.
So what happened was, I'm going to show Shaq this. Then I'll show you. This, I guess, a YouTube exclusive.
Yeah.
Shaq will describe it for the audio listeners.
Okay.
But I literally am a card-carrying member now. So this is now my excuse every time. Jose, why didn't we do this? Or why didn't we go nowhere?
All right. So what I have here and what I was passed. First off, I don't know how you got this.
I'll tell you in a second.
But it's a phrase that we like saying, or a sentence we like saying. And I'm going to put it in the camera. It may not pick up in the camera properly, but it is...
You can kind of see what it is.
You
can
kind of make it out.
It's holographic. Like, that's kind of messing it up.
Yeah, it's a card that simply states...
I'll take a picture of it and add it to on YouTube.
Yeah.
The YouTube, yeah.
It's a card with a saying Jose says all the time, and it says... And I'll say it in... I'll try to say it in the voice. I'm old, Yusuke.
There you go. So, how I got that one day... Our wonderful friend and greatest critiquer, Corey, hits me up. Hey, Jose, do you have a physical address? I can send you something. I'm going to send you something that you can use. And use it on Shaq from time to time. I'm like, sure. That was like a while back. That motherfucker came in yesterday. I was like, oh, hey. And I looked. I was like, oh, my fucking God. This is amazing.
Dog, I'm tickled.
Yeah.
That I saw that. Because like, I'm getting old, Yusuke.
Like, I'm old, Yusuke. Like, it's, use that wisely against him.
It is a phrase from one of my favorite animes of all time. Top five favorite anime of all time. And Yu Yu Hakusho.
Yu Yu Hakusho.
And that phrase is spit by the legendary Genkai, the grandma of the show, even though she's technically Yusuke's trainer, but she tells Yusuke that she's getting old, and that is a thing that Jose tells me. Y'all might even heard him say it on the show several times, and it is now in our lexicon of things that we kind of either tell each other or we tell other people.
Yeah.
I mean, we get it,
yeah,
but when we tell it to other people and they get it, it's amazing, but if they don't get it, it's for us, and we laugh at it. So it's one of those things. But that's fucking incredible.
Corey said that. I'm like, yep. He's like, go ahead, use it, buddy, because you're now a card. You can pull out the card whenever someone asks, why don't you do this? Just show it to him. Like, I'm
just
old,
slide it on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, it was just sitting there going like, yo, I want to. You go and walk into a Cracker Barrel and be like, yo, let me get the dinner special. Like, sir, it is 11 a.m. and you just pass the card over.
They're like, oh, right away, sir.
Yeah. Right away. They just understand it. They just was like, oh, fuck. Okay. Word. That's
like, I like the senior citizen discount. Like, can I see your ID? You can see this.
Slide it on down. I'm old, Yusuke. Oh, my God. That's fucking great.
Yeah.
Corey, you suck some days, but not today. That was fantastic. I can't say I hope you're listening, because I know you're listening. And therefore, yeah.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Yes.
Up until Vegito.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about that. I'm moving on.
Greatness, dog.
I'm fucking moving on.
I need to get that tattooed on my back. It's a fucking mural. Just a big fucking, like, you know, Yakuza, like, fucking, when they take off to show the tattoos, know you're dead. That's what you see. You see Vegito.
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 Vegito. Shut up, man. Anyway, Alien.
It ain't easy.
Shut the fuck up, dude. Holy shit. Oh, my God. This is why I don't drink with you.
Hey, yeah.
I'm lying. I drink with you all the time.
Yeah,
I'm just going to say this is not it. Folks, it's late. So you know what that means.
And the margaritas were pouring tonight.
And I'm not going to sit here and tell y'all that this episode is going to last short. Because last time I say that, I always jinx us, and it's always 2 hours fucking long. I'm going to just set the fuck up, and I'm going to let y'all enjoy.
Yeah.
But we are covering Alien
from
1979. That is a fucking classic.
It's a classic.
It is sci-fi horror at the at its peak.
Maybe the best sci-fi horror?
It's a couple of...
What do we consider the thing? Is that sci-fi horror?
I'm considering things sci-fi horror.
It's also Lovecraftian in a way.
I kind of throw that in there, but like it's still sci-fi horror. Just because it's not in space doesn't mean like I...
Spice!
Me personally, when I think sci-fi horror, it's anything that has to do with like science in a sense.
Yeah, science, bitch.
Like science in a sense, man. So like more of that.
Yeah.
Space on Earth or another planet. Like
Terminator 1.
That can take
you me. Could argue that's a sci-fi horror movie.
Yeah, that's kind of like that more is like futuristic, but that definitely can be more sci-fi horror. But you got movies like Event Horizon.
Space
that's
horror,
definitely you can look at that as sci-fi, but that's definitely on some other shit.
Yeah.
If you've never seen fucking Event Horizon, then
Jason X.
Fucking
space
Jason
horror.
That's more of a slasher though. I know you are, but I'm like, I don't hate it.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
just
kind of like you can't really put in that because it's like if Jason X wasn't like a fucking sequel to 9 other fucking movies, you could honestly say that's a sci-fi slasher. You could technically still say it, but the movies prior to that kind of lead up to it. So it's kind of like that defeats purpose. Another sci-fi fucking horror. Sunshine? The one with Cillian Murphy?
Yeah.
And a bunch of people in that fucking...
A bunch of people
who would look at that and be like, I'm not going to be in this. But like at that time, they were like, I'll do it.
Yeah, we'll be this. You can argue that.
Yeah, that's kind of one fucking... not Space Odyssey. No, I'm tripping.
2001? I mean,
Nah.
The robot goes crazy.
Yeah.
Or the ship, I don't fucking know.
But you know what I'm getting at. So, like, that is peak sci-fi horror, right?
Yeah.
To the point to where it's kind of one of my favorite franchises, but in a sense to where I like seeing it either in other shit or the material being used for something else. The Alien video games. Which is one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because before we dive into the movie, have you played Alien Isolation?
Yes, I have.
Have you beaten Alien Isolation? Okay, that's fair, because you know me, I don't beat fucking games ever. So, but you know, we have like a YouTuber that we follow, and that's Maximilian Dude.
Hell yeah, Max.
Who plays Alien Isolation. And that was like my experience with the game.
Yeah.
I really wish that was a fucking movie.
That would have been, it would have 100% made a great movie.
That would be a fucking great movie. That game is amazing. If you guys had the chance to do so, either look on YouTube. If you like watching gameplay videos, you have a whole afternoon to fucking waste. Or if you're like me, you work from home and you just kind of want to throw something on there, just kind of mindless fun. Look up Alien Isolation gameplay if you're interested in that, because that is fantastic. It's creepy as all hell.
Yeah.
And it's probably, and not just creepy, it's fucking terrifying. And it's great for that specific reason. I mentioned that to say this, because we could talk about the whole... This is our first Alien movie.
Yes.
Period. Xenomorph, anything.
Yeah.
So we would have that room to talk about what that franchise means to us and what the Xenomorph actually as a whole does for us. But the first thing I'm going to tell you, the first thing I want to work on, though, is because we want to get this out of the way. When it comes to the movie Alien... I'm gonna go ahead and just put this out there. I did not originally start with this movie.
Okay.
I started with Aliens.
That's fair. A lot of people did.
Yeah.
Normally.
I started with Aliens. And that got me into that. Also the cartoons that I watched, like Animaniacs especially.
Yeah.
Fucking and like little things that had like just nods to the Xenomorphs and stuff. I knew that's from that is where I got that from. But at the same time, I didn't start with Alien. I didn't watch Alien until I was probably in my 20s.
Okay.
Like dead ass. Only because I thought Alien was Aliens for the longest time.
Yeah.
Right? Even though I confused the two. But after I realized both of those were different movies, Aliens to me was always the superior movie.
Right.
But at that point, it's not sci-fi horror. It's sci-fi action.
Yeah.
With horror elements.
Uh-huh.
So when I finally watched this, I was like, oh, this is fucking horrifying.
Yeah.
So I get it now. I can see why people are afraid to, like, the xenomorphs. Because, like, me watching Aliens, I was like, oh, no, they're fucking bugs to shoot at. It's fucking great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I get. But, like, watching Alien, I'm like, oh, no, that's fucking horrifying. Right? I say that, and I said that to bring it back to Alien Isolation, because you're one person, and you're running from one alien, and it's just hunting you the entire fucking game.
Yeah.
It's fan-fucking-tastic.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like, dude, not jack shit you could do.
No.
You get a flamethrower eventually, yeah. But even then, like, you run out of ammo. Like,
you run out of ammo, and you got to hide from this fucker
yeah.
the entire time. It's the greatest thing.
Uh-huh.
It's the greatest thing. What is your experience with the Alien, I guess the Alien franchise?
Yeah. So I don't remember seeing this movie until I was older. This also?
Mm-hmm.
I think I also did grow up on Aliens as well.
Mm.
But honestly, I don't even think I watched the movies first. I think it was the fucking the game. Was it Capcom?
It's Capcom, yeah.
Yeah, they had that like side scroll shooter. No, not the Alien versus Predator, just the regular Aliens.
Just the regular Aliens, okay.
Yeah. It was that game where you would just like go around with like little guns Capcom. And shooting.
That might be Atari?
I can't remember off the top of my head who
but
it is.
But I know Capcom was the one I know Alien versus Predator.
Oh yeah.
The side scroller. That was great. Yeah. Well, I know you're a Predator guy.
Yeah.
So you got started with Predator first?
Yeah, 100%. I can tell you I watched Predator before.
And then Alien came after.
Yeah.
Now, was you watching Alien because you heard that it had something to do with Predator, or was that just kind of like, hey, you should watch this, or how did that come around?
Yeah, it was one of those things, you should watch this, 100%. Like I said, I played that video game first.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the main menu would, like, show little stills of the movie.
No. Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay, I got to see this one day.
Fucking 8-bit.
But it was Aliens, so therefore, yeah, that's why.
The fucking 8-bit stills of, like,
yeah, you
oh,
know,
this is so cool.
Shit is, like, blurry as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, blurry,
like,
but you're like, oh, I know that like, movie. Oh,
yeah. Like, fucking not even 280p or whatever. Just fucking.
Yeah, dude. That's just like, oh, shit, the graphics. We are so fucking gullible, bro.
I'm old. You scared. What's the guy said? Yeah.
Oh, my
fucking
God.
He's old.
It was a style at the time.
That was true. Yeah. Man. Y'all don't understand, man. This was high tech.
This is fucking style at the time. But yeah. So you got into this from yourself. You didn't get into this from your parents and stuff.
No.
All right. Yeah. Because like my mom loves the horror movies, but like she's never been a sci-fi horror person. Mm. Like I can sit there and tell you, like I can name all the movies that sci-fi horror that my mom would probably watch or has watched, and I got into it because of like shit later down the road. I say all that to say this, I really wish I started with Alien first.
Yeah.
Then Aliens. Only reason is because I would have appreciated the Xenomorph more instead of looking at it as like a fucking cannon fodder of a villain.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm like, this fucking, you can't kill one?
Just shoot that motherfucker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just like and just make the fucking, you know, the gun sounds and their fucking and their fucking alien noises. Those are always fun. Like, but this one was a straight up fucking horror villain just hunting people down.
Yeah.
And it was that's what this movie was about. And it was just like not action packed. It was just straight to it was like, hey, we have to survive because this thing's killing us.
Yeah.
And I wish I was on that tip first. Pause. Before fucking watching the action version.
Yeah.
I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But I say that. What do you think? So the Xenomorph or the alien is what we're covering today as the villain. What are your thoughts on the Xenomorph? Since you're the Predator guy, what is your thoughts on the Xenomorph as a movie icon, as a villain, as you know, stuff like that?
That's a dick.
That's literally what you're going to say.
No, no. But, goddamn, I got Shaq. Look at him. But no, he's, the Xenomorph, it's also pretty fucking badass.
Yeah.
That is fucking incredible design.
Yeah.
Geiger, for all his weird, I love drawing dicks everywhere.
Yeah.
He was in his bag when he fucking,
Yeah. Ayo?
I guess, yeah. Came up with this weird phallic shaped extraterrestrial.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I always thought they were cool. The little mouth in the side of the mouth, like the tails, the little weird backs they got. Yeah, they just
You know, and you know, one of my, and not to cut you off, one of my favorite things about like Xenomorphs, period, and it's always been something about this, not even just the design, which I do love the design, it's the acid blood.
Yeah.
It's always been the acid blood. Because it's like, I'm going to fucking kill this thing. Oh no, this blood got in my eye. Oh no, my eye.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, fucking, you're fucking ceased to exist.
They're like the perfect organisms. That's what they're described as.
Yeah, it's crazy. But like, crazy people say they're the perfect organism. Normal people are like, hey, that's a bug.
Yeah.
But I like how that universe treats it as bugs, especially the military forces in the movies. The
Colonial Marines.
Yeah, the Colonial Marines are treating them. Oh, yeah, it's a bug hunt. Yeah, it's bugs and shit. And I'm sitting there going like, bro, y'all keep calling that a bug. If I saw that motherfucker run around my house at 9 p.m. on a fucking Tuesday, no. Ain't no house because I'm burning that bitch.
I am with that, bud.
I am burning that motherfucker. I am like taking a singular match and just burning that bitch. Meanwhile, that motherfucker done scurried out.
Damn. Like, you know, you see that motherfucker, I'm just closing the door back. It's his house, Sam.
Yep.
This house belongs to them. I can't do ain't nothing like a bub.
Dog, that motherfucker just starts shrieking at me. I'm shrieking back. I'm like, bitch, pay rent.
Yeah.
Like, this shit ain't cheap. Nah, bro. Like, I'm not having it. Because you can't call that shit a bug. To me, I understand calling it a bug. But I'm like, I can't call it a bug. Because I'm not finna squish that bitch. I ain't got nothing to squish. I ain't got no Timberland big enough.
There you go.
I ain't got no Timberland big enough, man. And just like fucking try to squash that bitch and it's fucking gonna eat me or bleed or one. And I'm like, no, because then
grab a face hugger and impregnate me. Even worse.
That's probably the most terrifying fucking thing.
Yeah.
Is the goddamn fucking face hugger.
That's the scary shit about that. That's the scary shit.
The Xenomorph I can deal with.
Yeah, because that's
face hugger.
That's gonna kill me quick. That motherfucker there, hold on,
just,
no.
Like, is doing some shit without my consent.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely not. That fucking coochie with legs is
spider cooch.
Is fucking wrapping itself around my face. For those who don't know what a fucking face hugger is, first off, do not Google this at work.
Oh, yeah, no, don't.
Don't Google this at work. This is probably not safe for work. Second of all, if you were listening to this and you were sort of scared, don't do that, because this is just going to be, and you're scared of bugs, period. Don't Google a fucking face hugger, because it's not going to fucking make your day.
Yeah.
You're just going to come back and cuss us out in the comic section.
Like, what the fuck did you have me looking at?
Yeah, man, don't fucking do that to yourself. But that's the fucking scary thing, right? Just that little spitch, just skirt. And they're easier to kill, right? While the adult version and the Xenomorph, exactly, it's harder to kill.
Yeah.
But the Xenomorph, I'm not really terrified of. Well, I can still be scared, but I'm not fucking terrified. It's the goddamn face hugger.
Uh-huh.
I walk in a building, I see those eggs, I'm walking the fuck back out.
Yep.
I'm hitting the fucking Abe Simpson.
I was just about to say Grandpa Simpson.
Motherfucker just walk in, just be like, yep, and just turn like, whoop.
Just turn right back
take
around.
Take my hat off.
Yep.
See that shit? Put my shit right back on and walk right out.
Yep.
Absolutely not.
I will not partake in this today, sir.
Nope. Guess I'm not eating eggs.
Yeah, there you go.
Nope. Absolutely not. Fuck no. Uh-uh. Can't do it. It's one of my favorite monsters, man. It's one of my favorite fucking sci-fi monsters.
It's like iconic as shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, 100%.
Super iconic. Like, but even playing the video games, like I was playing fucking the Aliens the Fire Team.
Fire Team, yeah.
Yeah, and that brought me so much joy.
Happy. Joy.
To kill, like, to shoot the bug, to shoot the Xenomorphs.
Yeah.
But then, like, the bigger ones that come out, and they're just, like, fucking beating the shit. They're beating the shit out of me.
The ones from the comic that are just like, oh no, y'all are the upgrades,
bro, bro. Like, have you played that game?
No, I never did.
You bought it though. I remember you.
No, I never bought it.
You never bought it.
I never bought it either.
Okay, word. So they have the ones from the comics and the games, but they have the ones that will be hiding in vents.
Yeah,
and you could be walking around a corner, and them bitches jump out at you and start beating your ass, like just throwing the ones and twos to your bitch ass, and you on the ground like, help, help, help me! This motherfucker is just bat, bat, mink, 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 mink.
Like, no, no, let him go.
Mink cat,
yeah.
And you sitting there, and it's two, and that game supports three people. You out here getting jumped, and your partner's watching you, watching your ass get whooped. And the crazy shit is,
good old Jump Kaisen once again.
The crazy shit is, it like, and it is randomized because it never fucking chooses which one is gonna beat up. Like, it just like it, because normally in those games it's like, I'm gonna go after the tanky motherfucker, or I'll go the one behind. Nope, they'll go after whomever, and they will haunt you. They will hawk you the fuck down. If you don't see them first, they will hawk you down, spear you, and just be like, mink, 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 sheesh, mink, mink. Just all up in your shit. All up in your shit, bro. Horror, just a terrifying experience. But we, when it comes to the movie, what did you think about the movie, though?
Alien?
Yeah.
Oh, Alien. This is great. This is just, this is, well, when Ridley Scott pitched this movie, he was like, so I want to make Jaws in space. And they were like, okay. Because, you know, at the time.
That makes sense.
Yeah, Jaws just made all the money.
Yeah.
So, and this movie, yeah, it's fucking, like, the atmosphere in this movie is insane.
That's what saved it. That's what did a lot for me, was the atmosphere.
Because it's, like, dark corners everywhere. The fucking xenomorph. In this movie, you don't really see it a lot, and that's for the better.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You don't see it until, like, the back half of the movie.
Yeah, at the very end,
definitely,
too. Yeah.
It was definitely getting the Jaws type deal from it, man. So yeah, like that is, that's like one of those things, man. Like I really fuck with, I really fuck with, man. Me personally, like I said, I like seeing this. I really wish I saw this one first, then I saw Alien.
Yeah,
because me being a more of a horror guy, then I'm surprisingly an action guy.
Yeah.
And I'll admit that, like, I'll watch a horror movie before I watch an action movie.
Right.
But, like, I like action movies, but I saw this, and I'm just like, damn, I really wish I saw this. And like I said, I really enjoyed it. It's just when I saw it for the first time, I'm like, fuck, I really should have watched this first before I watched Aliens.
Yeah.
I would have appreciated how scary xenomorphs were.
Right.
Outside of, like, stupid bug, you go squish now.
Well, to be fair, the scariest fucking aliens, too. Think of, because even though they pull up, they immediately get fucking...
They get dealt
with immediately.
Like, in this one, there is no hope, right?
Yeah.
Second of all, the second movie, though, there is a little bit of hope. It's just executed very poorly.
Yeah.
You know? And then Ripley comes out being a fucking epic badass.
Yeah.
She wasn't really a badass in the first one. She was a badass.
Right, yeah. She was just...
She was learning in the first one. Second one, she was like, absolutely not. I'm fucking everybody up.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Ripley. She was my draft pick.
Yeah, she was.
In the spooky, in the spooky heroine or scream queen draft.
Final girl slash.
Yeah, final girl, like final girl slash, man. Like, she was, I think she was my first or second pick.
She was your first.
Yeah, she was my first pick. I took her because I knew you weren't going to take Sydney Prescott.
Yeah.
I said, I could get Sydney first. I need to go get Ripley first, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, he's not going to take Sydney because I know who he's going to take with his one. Yeah. But I got it. Since I got the first pick, I need to take this one.
Yeah.
I really liked that. Y'all go back and listen to that episode.
That was
man.
A good one.
That was a fucking good episode. Very fun. It's only 45 minutes. We promise you.
Yeah, our draft episodes are pretty short.
Yeah, they're short.
Like, those are what we can promise you are short.
Yeah, those are, we know is short because, like, we're both drunk and tired more than anything.
Mostly drunk.
Definitely drunk. Ain't no
we
most.
We get toasty for those episodes.
Those motherfuckers be gone.
So here we go real quick. In H.R. Giger's original illustrations, that inspires the look of the alien. The creature had the creature had eyes.
Oh God!
For the movie, Giger is Giger, right? It's Giger, I think.
Giger sounds cooler.
Yes, the Giger is that shit that measures radiation.
Yeah,
Giger insisted that the creature, goddamn, Corey's like, it's Giger, Jose.
That motherfucker's gonna cuss you out.
He's all like, oh, Kamen Rider. Is that situation
again? Yeah, he's gonna beat your ass, bro.
For the movie, Giger insisted that a creature have no eyes, thus giving it the bleak appearance of a cold, emotionless beast that hunts by instinct or smell. Fans have later theorized that the creature's domed head contains sensory organs that allow the creature to detect light and dark or see via echolocation or electrolocation, like sharks.
Yeah, that makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah, because it doesn't have noses either, so it's like... it's just like a weird... Yeah. Just even with the little... Their fucking second mouth tongue is like... That's not used for tasting the fucking air to kind of see where you're at, like snakes. So, yeah. Echolocation or electrolocation actually makes a lot of sense. Well, we recommend... we definitely highly recommend watching Alien.
Oh, yeah. This is fucking amazing.
Garen fucking teed you watch that fucking movie. I think it's streaming on Hulu. At the time of this recording is on Hulu. It was on Max or HBO Max a while ago. But right now, you can probably buy it. Or some channels or shit, man. TV channels are probably playing it for free now.
Yeah.
YouTube, you can do that. Or even on demand on your cable provider or your parents' cable provider because no one's paying for cable. So, yeah. That's it.
We'll see you next time. See you later.
Man, I thought you were hitting the fucking TriStar theme music. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Did you imagine a Xenomorph right in that Pegasus?
I'd fucking smack the shit out of it. Oh, dude, I think I... Nah, if little Shag would have saw that motherfucker versus seeing that fucking Pegasus, I'd have shitted.
Ah.
I'd have shitted.
It just coming straight for you?
Boy, dookie butter, bro. My mama would have been pissed off at me, dog. Brown Betty's in the bed and shit.
Brown Betty's.
Absolutely not, man. I'm going to go. I've actually found the Villains Wiki for Xenomorphs.
Villains Wiki?
Now my issue with this is they're like fucking 18 goddamn Xenomorphs.
Nice.
To fucking cover. I had to go through the ones that I could that made sense to find, and I think I found one, and this one was the Xenomorph Warrior.
Sure, yeah, no, yeah, I understand, yeah.
Yeah, it's...
I'm thinking of all the video, yeah, no.
Yeah, I was like, get the fuck... I'm like, it's not the Warrior, but like, it's the only one that says the origin is alien.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is the one I'm at to work with, because the other ones are like AVP and other... I'm like, no, absolutely not. I could name... Matter of fact, just to get it out of the way... Here are all the fucking Xenomorphs.
Yeah.
that Villains Wiki has covered or exist in the world. And I will start. The Antarctic Queen Xenomorph.
Okay.
The first Acreon Queen Xenomorph.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but
the
okay.
second Acreon Queen Xenomorph. Clone Queen Xenomorph. Red Xenomorph. A K-Series. The letter K, as in Keith, series Xenomorph. Tusked Xenomorphs, Spliced Xenomorphs, Cloned Xenomorphs, Rogue, called the King Xenomorph.
Hey, that sounds cool.
Tarkatan Xenomorph.
I was about to say what, but yeah, more combat.
If you know who that is, you'll get it. Xenomorph Drones, Xenomorph Praetorians, Xenomorph Empress, Xenomorph Runners, Xenomorph Queen, Xenomorph Queen Mother, and Xenomorph Warrior. I'm going to click on Runner to kind of make sure that's...
Predalien?
New. Actually, the Predalien is the other one.
Oh, okay.
Predalien was... I believe that was... Was the Praetorians? No. They're one of these, dude, and I forgot which one. I literally forgot which one. It might be in the kit. I forget. Because you see the ones that are all, like, blue.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
There's a lot of them. So, like, but some of them are white, so it's kind of like they don't have those covered. But the one we're going to go over is Xenomorph Warrior, which is the only one I saw that was from the Alien movie. Full name, Warrior Xenomorph, which is fucking stupid. Alias is Soldier, Alien Warrior, Alien Soldier. Origin, obviously, from the movie Alien. Homeworld, Xenomorph Prime.
Yeah. Which we've still never seen.
Nope. Which I'm kind of glad we never seen, because absolutely not.
Nah, I want a Predator to go there and fucking...
That Predator could fucking jump.
Nah, I want... Not if it was the Jet Li of Predators. That's why. Not if it's Ahab. He's cool.
He popped us. I am the one.
Shout out to Ahab. That was the coolest Predator ever yet. He saw an engineer. He's like, that. I want to fight that. You, human. It was like, I'm fucking dead. Like, no. Take me to that. I want to fight that.
Their abilities. Claws. Fangs. Spike tails. Acidic blood. Mini mouth that can punch through nearly anything. Superhuman strength. Endurance. Speed and dexterity. Cunning intelligence. Ability to partially assume genes of their host upon being born, and unnatural aggression.
Ruthless aggression.
Their members are like Specimen 6, Xenomorph Ridges, which is the warrior variation, Boilers, Red Warriors, Diabolicus.
Diabolicus? I want to know about him. Click that fucking link.
It's not even a link.
Oh, fuck.
Ceratos, Stegos, and K-Series Warriors.
Okay, I don't know what none of that meant, but okay.
Me neither, brother.
The only one I know six is the one from the AVP games. Yeah. The alien you control. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't tell you shit. I'm just reading.
Shout out to, what's his name? Delio? What? Shout out to that motherfucker. He's cool.
Diabolius.
Diabolius.
Look at that motherfucker.
Nah, fam. That is a fucking guts. That's a berserk villain. Let's go. I'm ready.
Diabolius. But their hobbies are killing either for food or capturing potential hosts to build an army and / populating their hive. Goals advance and protect the hive. Their crimes. Mass murder, stalking, mutilation, and kidnapping.
Yeah.
The type of hostile species they are, alien superorganisms.
There you go.
Yup, Jose. It's time, brother.
Shaq, is it time?
Yep, it is time to read that there synopsis, brother.
Synopsis for Alien 1979. The crew of a commercial spacecraft encounters a deadly life form after investigating a mysterious transmission of unknown origin. Go.
Oh, man, that was actually quick.
Quick and to the point.
Alien, directed by one Ridley Scott, came out 1979. Oh, wait, did it give me the year? Oh, June 22nd, 1979. Obviously, the sequel is the Aliens. I will get to the cast in a minute, but we get to play Jose's favorite game, Jose.
Yeah.
It's time for probably one of the easier ones to play.
Yeah, more.
Bop or flop, my brother?
Bop it. Flop it.
Bop or flop is provided by to you in front of a live studio anteater.
Oh, man, anteaters are cool. You got big long snouts and you just...
Boy, I thought you were about to say something else and I'm going to pause all of this. So the original movie Alien had a box office take home, which I will not tell you till after this.
But I'm gonna say, hey,
I fucked up.
I'm about to say, hey, well, there you go.
It actually took $11 million to make.
Okay.
Can you give me, first off, was it a bop or a flop? This is the stupidest.
Would like to say this movie.
Yeah, stupidest. Is a bop. Stupidest fucking question I can ask you there.
Yeah,
but can you tell me the box office take home for Alien?
So 79. That's way back in the day.
That's
dog.
Back in the day. So you don't have
$11 million. This movie made like a good 50.
You saying 50?
Because I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Brother, I love you. Just know I love you. Please go higher than that.
120 million.
120?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Sure. Because I'm just like, people weren't spending that much money. Our movies back in the day, that's why I was like...
Baby, they spent money for this one.
Okay, go.
So, you are correct.
Yeah.
Alien 1979 was a bop. with $11 million they took to make this movie, this movie made a whopping $184.7 million.
Okay, so there you go.
Good.
Yeah, because we were just like, in 79, we were just 4 years removed from the first ever blockbuster, which was Jaws.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, I don't know how people were seeing movies back then. So, okay, there
you go. Oh, baby. This one also, so one thing I want to say, like, because we would have been, like, the ones to watch this on home video, if we watched. Now, granted, we didn't watch this until we were older.
Yeah.
But one thing I want to say, I'm going to just read this post-release thing right here. Alien has been released in many home video, and this information is brought to you by Infart Wikipedia. Please don't whoop my ass if it's wrong. I'm sorry. But Alien has been released in many home video formats and packages over the years. The first of these was a 17-minute Super 8 version for home projectionists. It also was released on both VHS and Betamax. For kids who don't know what Betamax is, use Google, because I'm not fucking doing it for you.
They were a big bulkier VHS.
VHS or Betamax for rental, which grossed an additional $40,300,000 in the United States alone.
Damn.
Several VHS releases were subsequently issued both separately and as box sets. Laserdisc and video disc versions followed, including deleted scenes and director commentary as bonus features. A VHS box set containing Alien and its sequels, Aliens and Alien 3, was released in facehugger-shaped boxes and included some of the deleted scenes from Laserdisc editions.
Hey, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to read the rest of this because it's talking about everything else, but I will read this little synopsis, this little cut that Ridley Scott said about the director's cut version.
Yeah.
Because one we saw was the theatrical version.
Yeah.
But the director cut version is out there. So the traditional definition of the term director's cut suggests the restoration of a director's original vision free of any creative limitations. It suggests that the filmmaker has finally overcome the interference of heavy-handed studio executives and that the film has been restored to the original untampered form. Such is not the case with Alien Director's Cuts, as it is a completely different beast, which was penned by Ridley Scott. Those words.
Yeah, because this movie is originally like his version, like when they first released, this motherfucker was like 3.5 hours long.
Actually,
Well, 3 hours and something long, yeah.
Yeah, actually, here's another thing that he said. Upon viewing the proposed expanded version of the film, I felt that the cut was simply too long and the pacing completely thrown off. After all, I cut those scenes out for a reason back in 1979. However, in the interest of giving the fans a new experience with Alien, I had figured there had to be a appropriate middle ground. I chose to go in and recut that proposed long version into a more streamlined and polished alternate version of the film. For marketing purposes, this version is being called the director's cut.
Well, there you go.
Yep. And now let's quickly go over the cast.
The cast of the movie.
Boy, I know you drunk because you just singing shit now. For no fucking reason.
Damn, that's funny as hell. Trying to give us some bumps, brother.
I see.
And not the good kind. Not the kind that wake us up. Not the kind that I seen the meme. We're fucking,
I mean, I got a guy.
It's like a tag match. And it shows someone about to give the hot tag. It's like the opponent. The alcohol whooping my ass. Like me reaching, and then like the person about to get the hot tag, like cocaine.
He's like, yes, ready to go.
Oh, shit.
Tom Skerritt is Dallas.
Tom Skerritt.
John Hurt is Kane.
That's got to be Kane.
Sigourney Weaver is Ripley.
How did y'all put Sigourney Weaver first? Sexist.
I don't have no idea. Veronica Cartwright is Lambert.
Lambert.
Yaphet Kotto as Parker.
Shout out to Yaphet Kotto. First Yaphet Kotto movie. We did it, guys.
Hey, man. Hell yeah. Harry Dean Stanton as Brett.
Hey, shout out to Harry Dean Stanton as well. First Harry Dean Stanton movie.
Ian Holm is Ash.
I think.
And Bolai Badejo as the alien. I probably butchered that name, and I'm so sorry. Oh, and Helen Horton is the voice of Mother. Mother. The alien, the computer
the
from Alien.
The Glenn Danzig song?
Mother. No.
Oh. I want my computer ship to be voiced by Danzig.
Just curse you out.
Just yell at me for... You yell un-fucking... Unaudible fucking
yeah.
words at me. Hey, man, what the fuck did he say? I was like, I don't know, man. It's just mad. Let's let you
know. He's like, it took me. It took me 6 years to understand.
Trust me, you learn after a while.
He's like, you just like just yelling it at you. We're not gonna be shooting this movie from the hip because we respect your time and we're two very sleepy boys. So, what we're going to do is, Jose, we're going to do the typical Wikipedia joint, man.
Yeah, man. Let's go. Once again, our summary of the movie is brought to you by Wikipedia. So if something's wrong or something you don't like, fuck them, not us.
Hey, yo.
Yes, right. And Shag, here we go.
Why do you do this? It's right there.
This is fun.
I'm going to grab a water, man. Go ahead.
Ooh, grab me a Wawa, too. A Wawa. I love Wawa. High quality H2O. Give me one of your death waters. Shaq's like, absolutely not. See, I knew it. Shows how much I'm loved. The commercial space tug, Nostromo, is returning to Earth. Shaq is fucking dying over there, by the way, guys. Is returning to Earth with 7-member crew in stasis. Captain Dallas, Executive Officer Kane, Warrant Officer Ripley, Navigator Lambert, Science Officer Ash, and Engineers Parker and Britt. The ship's computer, Mother, detects a transmission from a nearby moon that awakens the crew. Following company policy to investigate any systematized transmission indicating intelligent origin, they land on the moon, and Dallas, Kane, and Lambert head out to investigate the signal's origin. The party discovers that from a derelict alien spaceship, inside they find the remains of a large alien with a hole in its torso. Mother later deciphers part of the transmission, which Ripley determines is actually a warning message. By the way, guys, don't worry. That's not just some cool-looking giant alien. It's actually just a big, bald-headed man. With a helmet.
Yeah, we're not going to mention that.
Yeah. You know, No. Really, Scott wants you to know that's canon.
No.
That's the thing that you need to remember.
No.
You know, it's just some bald-headed fuck. It's not.
No.
It's just fucking albino Dr. Manhattan.
God damn. No. Absolutely not.
Okay, I'm just letting you know, though. It's fucking, what Street Fighter looks like that? Oh, fuck. I fucked up.
Yeah, you did.
Urien, when he fucking powers up. Would go bald, I guess.
I'm gonna say it's 12.
No, who was 12? No, 12 is like a weird.
12 is a motherfucker.
y'all gotta look at the YouTube because he's doing it perfectly, actually. Oh, shit. Look at him in the background. Yes, let's go. YouTube exclusive 12. if I remembered his stage, I'd be playing the music right now. Look at that. That's sick. But do you want me to read the next one or because
wait okay
that was so just a setup
that was a setup and like no because there's a twist the twist I'm gonna mention later but the way this movie starts off everybody's waking up and kind of like hey you're kind of like introduced to like all 7 fucking cast members or those 7 like members and everything. And they're kind of like you kind of feel like, okay, they're all bringing this shit back to Earth. And, like, nothing strange, but hey, let's go check out that message. And only for Ripley to be like, doesn't look like it's a standard message. It's like it's not an SOS, but like a warning message.
Like, hey, don't stop here.
Like, do not come here. Do not. Don't do it. And then only
turn
for
around,
them.
Turn around, don't drown, buddies.
Only for them to fucking do it, you know. Fuck it. But like,
do it.
I'm still thinking, but like, you know, it's a nice little way to build because like you get that they wake up and they're building that camaraderie early.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like,
that's when they realized, hey man, we're not even close to Earth. We're halfway there.
We're supposed to be at Earth right about now. I was like, no, we're
yeah, because essentially they're like space truckers.
Yeah,
that's the only way you can think of like just.
We got a big old convoy trucking all through the base.
God damn, that was the drunk one singing randomly. Yeah.
Oh, I've been fucking faded, sir. It's good. Like, I'm not
those
drunk.
Margaritas weren't bad. I'm not drunk either. I could have probably drank two more. Hiking.
That shit was sweet. I'm nice.
Yeah.
I'm nice. I'm loose. Like loose. I'm not tipsy.
Okay.
Because I definitely would have said the N-word several times by now.
That's right.
If I was drunk, Southern Shag would have been out here.
Southern Bell Shag would be in these streets.
Not Southern Bell, child. Not Southern Bell.
There you go.
Awkward
silence. No.
Hey, just finish the story. Hey,
continue. Oh, now you want me to continue, you motherfucker.
Yeah. Continue the thing, man. Come on, bro.
Dang old, dang ho, boom, man.
Hey, no, I am not boom. Well.
No, I already said you're Dale.
I'm Dale, but
you're Dale of the group.
I'm Dale. In your group, I am Dale, but I'm just also kind of figuring out. I'm like, damn, I do not do a Boomhauer. Like, I can be like, dang, old. No, I can't do that.
I'm wah-ha-ha-ha. I think I'm dang old boom, man.
Fucking pocket sand in this bitch.
Pocket sand.
Pocket sand.
The big red machine Kane discovers a chamber containing hundreds of large eggs. When he touches one, a creature springs out and penetrates his helmet and attaches itself to his face. Guys, if y'all want me to stop doing the Zarbon moan every time something sus comes up, let me know. I just enjoy doing it.
I mean, I'm not going to stop you ever.
I know you're not. Yeah.
You know I'm not. No one else doesn't know what that is.
That is true. Like, we're like the two.
Like, it's an inside joke between me and you at this point. Like, hell, I don't even think, like, the people that we
know. If you follow me on Instagram, I think I might have posted a Zarbon moan.
We both did, but they're still not listening to this.
Yeah, that is true. Okay, there we go. Okay, penetrates his helmet and attaches itself to its face. Dallas and Lambert carry the unconscious Kane back to the Nostromo. As the acting senior officer, Ripley refuses to let them aboard, citing quarantine regulations. But Ash overrides her decision and lets them inside. The crew returns to space, and Ash attempts to remove the creature from Kane's face, but stops when it discovers that it has extremely corrosive acidic blood. That it's extremely corrosive acidic blood could hurt Kane and potentially damage the ship's hull. It eventually detaches itself and is found dead. Kane awakens with some memory loss, but otherwise seems fine. Jessica Biel, yes. Before returning to stasis, he suddenly chokes and convulses. A small alien creature bursts from Kane's chest, killing him, and escapes into the ship.
Okay, we've got a lot to unpack here, because this is where we get to see the eggs for the first time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you this. I've never saw anything wetter than those fucking eggs.
Sorry.
You're not.
I know.
Not even
the music video WAP.
You got me there. Hold on.
Yes.
No, wait. No. Because I said eggs.
Oh, okay.
Not with the, you know. But anywho. It's like just seeing that. It's like graphic. Like just the I say graphically. I meant the special effects in this movie was actually dope as fuck, too. Because like everything was practical in a sense. And then, you know, we're a sucker for that.
Heck yes.
But like. Just kind of seeing it and like reliving it at recently is just like, oh fuck, you know, like kind of one of those, like, oh Christ,
yeah,
like, and
ew,
just
it's slimy,
it's so gross,
yeah,
it's so nasty, dog. I'd punch it if it's fucking latched on, try to latch on to me. I'm pep. Would I be fast enough to do it? No,
the motherfuckers are quick.
I'd still try to punch it though.
Have you seen the little practical RC car?
I'm surprised we have not talked about Fede Alvarez's Alien Romulus.
It might restore the feeling.
Brother, it looking like it might.
Yeah.
I'm there.
I will be there no matter what.
Yes.
Yes.
I will be there no matter what, yeah. Bro. Like, I'm dead ass. Like, I saw that, and I'm just like, nope.
I think that comes out on my birthday, too, so I ain't ready.
Yeah, I know you're ready, bro. I'm fucking running to a goddamn...
Fully erect, running into the fucking door, opening that bitch hands free.
They'd be like, hey, you. Ready. Like, absolutely not. You put your chest burster away.
Thank you, Shaq. I had that joke. I had it, but I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to be like, sir, your chest
burster. Put that chest burster away, sir.
Oh, shit.
Good Lord. Speaking of chest bursters.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
The iconic scene. First off, if I had, like seeing the fucking face hugger jumping on and just fucking sucking you up with no consent.
It's quite the opposite. It's pumping you up.
I'm mad. Why did you do the fucking...
That shit's on YouTube, too. Oh, no. Oh, shit, I'm crying.
God, why? Why? Oh. You could have just said the one thing and been fine.
It's pumping you up, brother, not sucking you up. A chest burster that sucked you up might not be so bad.
Might be worse, actually.
As Banks takes off his headphones and just walks away. Like...
That motherfucker just, dog, I need that as a gift, dog.
We really do.
This motherfucker just like, nah, bro. Fuck that.
Oh,
fuck. Oh, man. But no. Anyway. What did that scene mean to you, man, when you seen it for the first time? I wanted to ask you that.
Oh, man, it's just great. And like, but like we said, unfortunately, we seen Aliens.
Yeah.
First. Yeah. I can't remember if...
I'm going to be real with you. Like, memes have ruined that shit for me, but yeah. I appreciate it.
Cause like, even if you haven't seen this movie, you've probably seen that scene.
Yeah. It's in pop culture.
For fuck's sakes, John Hurt comes back for Spaceballs and does the fucking scene again. And fucking, he's like, not again.
Not again.
And hello, motherfucker, grows legs. And hello, my baby.
Hello,
and
my
takes
dog.
Off.
Just goes and does his own fucking thing.
Yeah, I got and then like, old boys are like, check please. They're just like, we out this bitch.
Dog, motherfucker just comes out like one of the ones has this motherfucker just pop out of his surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And just like, or here's Johnny. It's just that shit is in the fucking zeitgeist
of
popularity. And it's just but seeing it and experiencing it for the first time because you're having no fucking idea what it is, fucking incredible.
Yeah.
It's like just motherfucker just pops out, be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And it's crazy because the only guy in that room to want to do something, the same shit I would have done, is what? He black.
Yeah.
That motherfucker picked up a fucking fork and was ready to stab it.
Yeah.
He was ready to fuck it up. Only for what? Ian? No, that's Ash. That's because Ian's his real name.
Yeah.
For Ash to be like, nope, don't touch it. Be like, what the fuck you mean? Don't touch
fuck
it.
Fuck you, buddy. Yeah.
I'm punching the shit out of Ash, bro. I'm like, bitch. And then like fucking just beating that shit with a frying pan. Like, cause no.
Beating that shit with a frying pan.
Dog, ain't no frying pans in space.
Well.
I don't think there is.
No.
It could be though.
Don't they got like weird toothpaste food?
I mean,
well, this is the future. They're eating actual shit.
They got actual fucking beers and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like they're eating fucking 3-course meals and shit, man. Yeah, so it's just like, but I'm just saying, like seeing that motherfucker, just I'm like, ah,
okay, fuck, time out. I gotta ask it. So they're eating before they go back into stasis.
Yeah,
that means when these motherfuckers wake up, they have to take the meanest shit,
bro. You gotta think about it.
Ain't no fucking way. There's got to be multiple toilets in that motherfucker.
Bro, listen.
Ain't no fucking way.
Dog.
There's one toilet.
The whole... They don't call that bitch the mess hall for no reason. Because, the mess I'm finna leave in that bitch. Shaggy, the bathroom that way. Too late. I shouldn't have had that chili.
Don't let Zero Gravity Don't let zero gravity hit us right now. We're fucked, buddy. We just
it's just floating.
You doing the Matrix, avoiding the fucking turd and shit.
Bro, nah, that shit is like the fucking Shorzy episode where that shit just floating in the lake.
Oh no.
Was it not a river?
Was it not a river?
We hadn't said that shit in so long.
We haven't next.
But no, like that, yeah, that state, you have to think back. Cause like, think about it, bro. Like, I'm sitting here, like, holding the biggest fart, bro.
Basically.
Like, how do your guts not explode?
Yeah, that's weird. Stasis is a weird thing, buddy. You shit before you go in. Like, make sure.
Well, obviously, you need to
make sure you use the restroom before you
freeze. Make sure y'all go in the restroom. Because what if it's not real stasis? What if it's just knocking you out, but your body's fucking.
It's something like. Yeah, you don't really freeze.
Yeah, you're not frozen.
Because you're in a tube. Yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, you're in a frozen.
I'm
so it's like.
Austin Powers and shit.
Yeah, like.
That motherfucker took like a 30 minute piss.
Yeah, like, exactly. Like, you got to fucking think of it that way. Because it's like, yo, if you're locked in that bitch, you just ate a big ass enchilada, bro. Like, you not fucking. Or chimichanga, bro, dipped in fucking grease and hot sauce, nigga. You ain't fucking. You ain't finna make it to your stasis pod,
yeah,
bro.
That's true.
And on top of that, you were, like, alive, but you were asleep.
Yeah.
Bro, think of the hot gas you're letting out in that bitch. Because what I'm guessing is, like, everything in stasis is good, but your bowel movements are still, like, gas is still moving. Because I'm guessing you're still breathing.
Yeah.
So you're fucking hitting your fucking self with a goddamn,
You're hotboxing yourself.
No, not hotboxing. What was it fucking called? Dutch oven.
Dutch oven, yeah.
Dutch oven, bro. Like, that's crazy. That's crazy to think about. You put that shit in my head now, because now I'm just like, nah, you can't put me in that bitch, dog. What if you drinking a fucking, like, a glass of milk and you lactose intolerant?
Maybe our great, 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 great grandkids will listen to this fucking years from now. Like, look at our fucking dumbass ancestors. Don't know how stasis fucking works.
They fucking idiots.
I guess the fucking simplest shit. No, we don't fart in our own fucking. We don't fucking sleep in our farts. Like, buddy.
Dog, you imagine.
Our electric cars barely work, dog. Like, leave us alone.
Dog, you imagine somebody open up your stasis pod. That's the first thing the fuck hits in the face. Just, you get a whiff of
that bitch is a fist. And just. They just come at you like.
That bitch is Gaia! Gaia, bitch! You fucking uppercut. Oh, no. Oh, shit. That's stupid. That's fucking dumb, bro. You holding that shit. That's the first shit. That's you coughing is exactly what's going to happen because they get that shit and they look. Fucking dumb. But no, like, I'm mad you put that in my head because I'm like, dog, that's a good ass question.
Yeah. These are no fuck. You want to know about your horror? You want your alien elements? No, I want to know how do you
hold that shit in
for fucking months?
For like fucking light years, apparently. Just in that bitch just floating in space. Are you thinking about now? What if you having a dream and you thinking about shitting?
You're fucked. You're fucked, bud.
You in the toilet. You'd be like, damn.
Your nightmare is just you surrounded by toilets,
bro. And you can't use them? Oh, my God. What happened to my parts?
Like fucking Yuta's domain expansion where you're surrounded by swords. You're just surrounded by fucking toilets. And you're like, I can't use them?
I can't use them. Jesus Christ. All right, man. We got to go because this shit, we
now fucking, we're getting to bedtime sillies.
Yeah, that shit is dumb, dog.
After ejecting Kane's body out of an airlock, the crew attempts to locate the creature with tracking devices and kill it. Brett follows the crew's pet cat, Jonesy, into a landing leg compartment, where the now fully grown alien attacks Brett and disappears with his body. The crew determines that the creature must be in the air ducts. Dallas enters the ducts with a flamethrower, intending to force the monster into an airlock. But it ambushes and seemingly kills him. Lambert implores that they abandon ship and flee in the escape shuttle, but Ripley, now in command, explains it will not support four people and insists on continuing Dallas's plan of flushing out the alien.
Dog.
What's up, dog?
So, seeing the alien for the first time, I just realized this one's way more fucking goofy looking because it's a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Than the other aliens that go on about, like, and even in the sequel, because they're more fucking bug-like, I guess.
Yeah, well, Stan Winston worked on the sequels. So yeah. That's one thing Alien got. So, you know, Stan Winston.
Yeah, he ain't fucking around.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He ain't fucking around. But, like, because I notice.
And this is why it's better to show. Not what was it?
Better to hide.
Yeah, hide. Yeah, hide like Jaws. The shadows.
Just Jaws. Yeah.
Because it was effective. Like the.
Oh no!
Like,
it was still fucking terrifying.
Yeah, but it just you could tell 100% what this one.
Did. Yeah, but it's like it's definitely more of a guy in a suit, and it's so funny because when it pops out, at Dallas.
Yeah.
It's funny because it's like hug me.
It's like hey. Apparently, one of the greatest jump scares ever, apparently. It was up there. People voted it up because
you don't know what it fucking looks like.
Yeah. You saw it before. Because it sneaks up behind Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh, yeah, it does.
It kind of does the now alien drop, where it just like, kind of just slowly drops behind you and just...
Motherfucker just plops behind you and be like, yo, what's up? Kidding.
And just little mouse you like.
The fucking stabs, but no, it's just like, but when it just jumps out at you, it's like just in this first movie because it's like, and it's just like
when it gets to Dallas, like, why did you just light him up right there?
He would have cooked himself.
You were done. You're dead regardless, brother. At that point, you're better. I'll kill us both. Even though I don't think
I don't know what the fuck that is. You don't know what I'm fucking looking at. Because you remember these aren't like space cops.
Yeah, you're right.
They're truckers. Or some of them are scientists. And he's just kind of like, oh, I don't know what the fuck that is. Word. He's like, oh, fuck. And just.
Yeah, dead.
Dead.
Dead, 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 dead.
I also remember, and again, this is from the fucking pop culture zeitgeist. They covered this fucking shit on American Dad on an episode.
Oh, did they?
With fucking, and Roger was trying to kill the family, trying to kill the Smith family.
Uh-huh.
And obviously Stan Smith, who is the father of American Dad, he is playing Ripley. And he's like, there's not enough room. It was like, hey, that same line that you just said, hey, there's not enough room on the, in the escape shit. And in the show, they're like, there's five spaces. There's not enough room. And it's just the fucking stupidest shit. But like, again, it made me think of that. I'm like, damn. So it's like, it's not enough for four people. Like, how much room is it for? Two? Three? Yeah. One of you bitches finna die.
Like, what kind of escape shuttle was this, brother? Like,
exactly. Y'all can't lay on the floor?
We can squid. I'm asking. We'd fit 10 motherfuckers in that motherfucker.
That's what I'm saying. Hey, y'all better. Somebody better sit on somebody's lap.
Yeah.
God damn it. We in space. Yeah. In a weight.
That's true.
What the fuck we doing?
Yeah.
It's cramped up in there.
We just gonna be farting everywhere because, you know,
crying. Motherfucker just holding that shit in. Damn it, Shaggy. Why you holding that shit in? My bad, dog. I got scared.
God damn. I got scared.
All right, man. You can continue because I got nothing. I don't
That's funny as fuck.
I don't think I got nothing.
Accessing Mother, because Ripley is now in charge. Ripley discovers the company has secretly ordered Ash to return with the alien for study. The crew expendable, Jesus fucking Christ.
That word was beating your ass.
It sure was. She confronts Ash, who tries to kill her, but Parker intervenes and clubs Ash, knocking his head loose and revealing him to be an android. A cyborg. The survivors reactivate Ash's head.
You need to clear your throat there, buddy?
Yeah, yeah,
I'll buy you some time.
Survivors turn his head back on. Who confirms the company's order and states that the creature is unkillable while expressing his admiration for it and taunting them about the
Trevises. Oh my God, dog. The words, tequila and words are just beating your ass, dog. They're fucking putting you through
Jose is a cyborg that's just malfunctioning. Dog,
they're just putting you through a fucking table, my
taunting
boy.
Them about their chances for survival.
Oof.
Ripley shuts him down and Parker incinerates him. So here's a big twist where we reveal that Ash is a robot.
Yeah, so it makes a lot of sense because, again, watching this movie over the course of the weekend that I have been, it's little things Ash is doing that makes it seem like, yo, I don't think he has y'all best interest in mind.
Yeah.
Because first off...
Because the movie should have been over like 20 minutes in when she's like, no, he's contaminated. He can't come back in.
You gotta break the rules. He's like,
quarantine rules. Sorry, but
he's like, hey, I'm gonna override that. I'm like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
And he's just like, he let him in. I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Push his ass out. Close the door back in. We're done.
We got the whole movie solved. So
movie's done again. Have fun,
like,
buddies.
He's saying, and they're saying, hey, we should go down there and check on it. Why are we listening to you? I mean, we know why we're listening to you, but like, why are we listening to you? And it's just the fact that wow, that's rude of me. Excuse me. It's just the fact that like he was just doing little shit. And he's like, huh? I'm gonna put y'all in danger, but I'm also gonna protect what y'all brought back.
Yeah.
And it's just like, wait, what? And it's just kind of like the small things. And he's like, hey, and it's crazy. He's like, oh, I'm just doing what I'm told.
Yeah.
I'm just doing what I'm told. And I'm like, but fam, if something happens to us, the specimen dies. I'm not gonna make sure that happens. Yeah. The rest of y'all can fucking die, but yeah, I'll make sure we bring some specimen back.
What a weird way. He's gonna kill Ripley too.
Yeah. Oh my god, dog. I fucking laugh so fucking hard at that.
Yeah.
Because what happens is when Ridley figures him out. And she's like, nope, fuck that. He's like, yeah, I can't have that happen. And he starts fighting her. He's beating her ass.
Yeah.
Like, because, you know, robot strength.
Yeah.
And then, like, Ripley's in, like, is she in her room in the medical bay or one of those?
Something like that, yeah.
And he takes a fucking magazine. And I shit you not, takes that magazine and shoves it into Ripley's mouth, trying to fucking choke her. And I'm sitting here watching this. And I'm like... Ripley, you let him fucking shove that magazine in your mouth? And on top of that, how do you get that big bitch in there? Because you got it, like, your mouth has to be open. He did not open her mouth.
Yeah.
He just, like, just took the fucking shit and was just like this. I'm going to jam this shit. He didn't say shit. He just, like, just try to force that shit in her mouth. And he's like, oh, and then, like, the other two people come in.
Yeah, I guess robot strength. Who knows?
It has to be robot strength at that point. But at the same time, it's just like, bro, you could have just jammed her fucking teeth in and just kind of did that. But like, you could have, or broke her neck.
I think I was just about to say you could have just snapped her neck.
Yeah, you could have just snapped her neck and just kind of placed. And say, oh, she's sleeping.
I don't know. Maybe he was trying to make it look like an accident.
I mean, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. You're trying to make it look like an accident. I mean, there's better ways to do this, and ways I will not put on the waves of the internet so, like, people can... Anyway, I'm not gonna say that because that's going to be criminal. That's going to... Yeah, no. It's not doing it. It's not
thanks,
smart.
Kermit, now we're demonetized.
Yep.
Okay, so here we go. The remaining crew decides to self-destruct the Nostromo and escape in the shuttle.
Mm.
However, Parker and Lambert are ambushed and killed by the creature... while gathering supplies, Ripley initiates the self-destruct sequence, but finds the alien blocking her path to the shuttle.
Yo, what if they was playing hoops?
Jesus
Christ. He's like, yeah, lockdown defense.
Just like, shit. Can you guard me? Zeno's like, yeah.
Hey, yo, shut the fuck up. I almost spit that shit
out. Oh, shit.
I'm just picturing the little fucking aliens. Like, can you guard me? It just popped out.
Ripley's like, yes.
Like,
Motherfucker puts on his shorts, his little gym shorts. Like, Fetty Wap in the background. Just
fucking Ripley will cross his ass up.
There you go. Get that shit out of here.
Ripley, break that motherfucking ankle, bro.
Zeno on the ground, like, ah.
Come on, bro. Look at them arms, dog. You can't. Nah, Ripley tall as fuck, too, for a woman, is. Dog. So, like,
I ain't the one.
Ripley out here balling like Caitlin Clark, bro. Fuck it.
Goddamn.
Fuck it. Put Caitlin Clark in a new fucking Aliens movie, dog. Let's see how she do, bro. Ball out.
Like, just shoot grenades from downtown.
Bro, blowing bitches. Hey, bro. Hey, brother, this will be a short fucking movie.
Yeah.
She was like, no, hey, 3 point, bam, got your bitch ass.
Done. Fucking, we're out of here. Let's go.
Done. Motherfucker alien just look in the background. Alien, if it's two aliens, the other alien look in the background like, I don't know how to fucking guard her, dog.
That's like, oh, shit.
She's like, I don't know what the fuck you want me to do with that.
What the fuck you want me to do?
What the fuck you want me to do? Oh, my God.
She retreats. Attempts. What?
Hold on. Dog, word,
no,
bro.
Ripley initiates a self-destruct sequence, but finds the alien blocking her path to the shuffle. She retreats. There's a parenthesis. My bad.
Okay.
A little comma. That's what it was. She retreats, attempts unsuccessfully to abort the self-destruct, flees back to the shuttle with Jonesy, and narrowly escapes as the Nostromo explodes. That bitch explodes, too?
Yeah.
That is a fucking super nuke going off
in
space.
Yeah, it's like a fucking mini supernova that blows up, and you're like, dog, what? I know space there's no sounds and shit in space, but I know motherfucking aliens got a fucking, not just them aliens. Motherfuckers got to see that shit, but like, man, what the fuck was that?
What the fuck was that? Yeah.
Y'all see that shit?
Yeah.
Chale! You see that shit?
But yeah, Parker and Lambert are fucking just got.
Yeah, they got. Parker Lambert was cornered by the alien.
Yeah.
Parker comes to save Lambert. Parker gets got.
Yeah.
And Lambert still shitting herself.
Yeah.
Fucking once the alien finishes Parker, the alien turns his point to fucking Lambert and proceeds to do whatever the fuck with her that ends up chopping off her fucking leg.
Yeah.
Apparently I think like not just trivia. But apparently what was supposed to happen is they ran out of, I don't think it was the budget, but they ran out of time to film what
actually
was supposed
to happen.
Yeah, I
think it was the film, yeah.
They were like, yeah, we just ran out of what we needed to fucking film what was going to happen to her.
That's what it was. As Ripley prepares for stasis, she discovers that the alien is on board. Having stowed itself into a narrow compartment. God damn it, Jack.
Bro, you too old not to read, bro.
I'm old, you scared. She dons a spacesuit and flushes the creature out. It approaches Ripley, but before it can kill her, she opens the airlock door. The alien manages to hang on, but Ripley fires a grappling hook to push it out and then fires the engines, blasting it into deep space. After recording her final log entry, she places Jonesy and herself into a stasis for the trip back to Earth.
Yo, man. Shouts out to my man Jose, bro. Words be beating his ass. He be fighting for his fucking life.
I'm fighting for my life. No, for real. They whooped my ass today. I don't know.
Dog, we have been doing this show for 4 years. This is about by far the worst I've seen you be when reading something. Because you was in here fighting for your fucking life.
Dyslexia is winning tonight, baby.
Boy.
Like,
that should put you in the RKO.
It did.
You was about to say, fuck. Words is getting you out of here, out of nowhere, bro.
Yeah.
Crazy. Big crazy. How'd you feel about the ending?
The ending's fine. Because, how can you beat it? Yeah, just you got to launch that bitch into space.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah. Because you can't, at that point, you're in the shuttle, so you can't blow that motherfucker up because you're fucking melting a hole in the floor.
Yep.
So, yeah, no, that worked perfectly fine.
Yep. She fucking just put that motherfucker outside.
That's like a fucking staple now in all the alien movies.
Yeah.
Just launch that bitch into space.
Yeah, because like, hey, let's not. Let's just launch this bitch into space. As it flies through the air like fucking cars.
Goddamn, there you go.
I understood the JoJo reference.
The JoJo reference. Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Shit, I'm on camera.
Shaq, put your penis away.
Oh, what?
For the audio listeners.
Motherfucker, you done over there, buddy? you cooked? You good? Are you all right, my friend? You need some more water. Need holy water in this bitch.
Hey, holy water.
Anyway.
What if I start burning?
Well, I start laughing, bro.
I'd be like, oh, man, am I a vampire?
No.
Okay, yeah.
Because you were fucking, you know what?
My demon. I guess that means I'm a demon. Demon time, baby.
This fucking movie, man. Anyway,
Yeah, no, it's just, it was like one of the, and again, this is kind of one of those things to where I'm like, I know it's a guy in a suit.
Yeah.
Because how the arms are just fucking like,
yeah, just like, yeah, there's unfortunately, there's scenes where it's like,
yeah,
that's 100% a dude in a suit.
Yeah, and it's like, it took me, I can, I'm emerging, but like, I don't want to fucking be that guy. I still love the movie. It was just kind of like, I was like, damn. It's like, again, this is my product of watching.
79. Fuck off. It's
that's what
still
I'm saying.
Great,
no, not just that, though, bro. Like, it's just like, if I didn't watch fucking Aliens.
Right.
I would have known, like, oh, they're fucking, because the fucking, you know, just the Queen Alien. That's one of the things that I got it, but I'm not going to dock it points for that shit, because it's still fucking monumental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole fucking thing, man, was like, she's, whew, I'm alive. It's a surprise. It was like, nope. And just flush that bitch out to the outside world. Fucking A. That's what you're supposed to do with roaches.
Yeah, thank you. I was just about to say, that motherfucker was just chilling like a roach. Just found like a little corner. It's like, hey, I'm
chilling. I'm chilling. And I'm going to fucking infest you.
Yes, right.
I'm going to crawl inside your PlayStation.
Fucking short that shit out.
Fucking, you're not going to be able to play shit again.
They're
going
to fucking send that bitch to get clean. They're going to open it. Oh, you got roaches everywhere. They're going to film that shit for YouTube and embarrass the fuck out of you.
Increase your J's, Ripley. I'm a Creature J's.
You son of a bitch. You gotta leave. Crease my fucking J's.
I'm doing it, Ripley. Creasing your J's.
I threw away the receipt, Batman. Fucking, we're not taking these back.
Can't take it back. Alright, let's end this bitch.
Let's go.
Alright. Jose, what was your favorite cinema villain moment?
I mean, come on. It's the chestburster scene.
Okay, yeah. I think we're both in agreement there.
It's the most iconic.
Yeah.
One of the most iconic scenes in movie history, bro.
Yeah, done. It's cooked. It's great. You can't beat it just because it's like, just, motherfucker, it's been acknowledged. It's been copied. It's been done time and time again. It's something that's never going away. It is literally pop culture. So we're going to keep that. That was Aliens, ladies and gentlemen. We really enjoyed this movie.
That was Alien.
Oh, fuck. You're right. Yeah. I did add an S on it. My bad. Alien, 1979. We appreciate that, and we appreciate you guys. But before we head out and before we close this door, we here at Cinema Villains love to rate and review movies. But the one thing we do love to do is review and rate the villain of said movie. And we judge those people by people, things, or monsters by three categories. And those categories are the motive.
The motive.
The drip.
The drip.
And the threat level. Jose.
Shaggy.
For the xenomorph.
Hey.
Since it's kind of a monster and we're going to give it the design. How do you feel about its motivation?
Show me your motivation. So what is this motivation? It just wants
honestly, it just wants to, it protects the hive. It's literally a bug.
Yeah, but this movie, we don't know that yet. So
no.
It just wants to kill everyone?
It's reproducing and it's killing everyone. Like, that's pretty much it.
So isn't it a four?
Huh?
Is it a four? Is it a three? Four?
Wait, I'm confused. Wait, what?
The motivation.
Okay. All right. I thought you were talking about the fucking sequels. I was like, God, no. Fuck no.
No. No.
Given what we know.
Because like I said, like, we got to take it from this movie's standpoint.
Yeah. Given what we know.
So we do not know they're a hive mind. They're basically super space ants.
Yeah.
This is the Chimera Antarch. We haven't reached that part yet.
No. Part of me wants to give it a three. The other part of me wants to give it a 3.5, kind of push it to a 4, but I think I'm going to just give it a 4. It's just too damn... It's survival.
Yeah.
And it's really good at its job. So, I'm going
to
give it a 4.
And to be fair, in the director's cut, you do see he doesn't kill Dallas. He strings him up.
Yeah, he puts him in a cocoon.
So, it's clearly going to find some way to reproduce.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. Just,
some way.
Yeah. It's gross.
It'll stick a... egg on your face, like, every single day.
Design. How you feeling about the design of the...
a 5.
Oh, yeah, definitely a 5.
It's iconic as fuck.
Yeah, definitely.
What can you say?
Yeah, definitely a 5. Definitely a 5. I felt
that... the most famous Giger's design?
I'm still particular from fucking Aliens and some of the games.
Yeah, you're right.
Not the amalgamation of like Predator Alien or any of the fucking special ones, but just mostly the mostly the basic Xenomorph.
Next time we got a queen right there that's like
yes. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And the threat level.
Oh, it's five against it's also ain't five. Shit you could do against it.
Nope.
Yeah.
Not
good
at
fucking
all.
Luck.
Yeah. At least in this particular fight, if you were colonial marine, you have a better chance. But yeah, right now,
even then, the threat level is still a five. Even if you have a better chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it's you're going up against one instead of like 100.
Yeah, that is true.
And like, if you're a colonial marine and there's like five, if our goofy asses, well, okay, if our goofy asses was colonial marines, one of us losing a limb.
Oh man, I don't want to lose a limb.
But
it's the future. They probably got robot arms.
Yeah,
yeah. Let's go.
Like one of us. Like I'm one ready. Of us losing a limb. Like we're not dying.
Give me a bionic arm. I want it. Let's go.
We're not dying, but like one of us is definitely going to be fucking around doing something with a weapon that we shouldn't be doing, and then it's just going to be like fucking shot off.
Yeah. No. Yeah. No. You're absolutely right.
But that gives us an aggregate of 4.5.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. It sounds right. Sounds good to me, boss.
Yep.
Looks good to me, Small Cross. I look good to me, boss.
Well, I got nothing else unless you do, my man.
No, that's about it.
Wait. It's a foregone conclusion that we have forgotten to put people in the VIP.
That is true.
And that, but this with this being in our
so what was the blob? Well, we put it.
The blob is definitely
a zoo, right?
It's a zoo. It's definitely a zoo animal. Right. We putting that bitch in a container, though. Like, absolutely not.
Before that was Broly.
Yeah.
And we said no one's stopping him.
No one's stopping him from getting in that bitch.
Yeah. Even though technically he's not a bad guy.
No.
So, I don't know. That was a weird
He wants
one.
To get his party on, bro.
That's true. And then Scar King?
Did we not put him in there? No, we didn't.
He...
Bitch is 2 hours long. We better have put that motherfucker in someplace.
He's in the zoo, but he's not an attraction.
Yeah.
He's just like, there's Scar King.
Yeah, Scar King.
Yeah.
The aliens are an attraction.
And Shimu, but no, because Shimu's a slave.
Shimu's a slave.
So the Xeno.
Yeah, no, that's fucking attraction.
Is it in the zoo or is it the VIP?
It's in the zoo. No, fuck no.
We're not letting the VIP.
No, fuck no.
The Predators will be like, that motherfucker right there. It's on site. It's just like, everyone's like, what the fuck?
Like, yo, hey, man, chill.
We're all friends here. Yeah, like,
no. Fuck that.
That is true. They you can't really have them with each other. They're like,
nah. It's on site. Nah, man. It's definitely going into the zoo because it's mostly a bug. It has no real sentient mind outside the queen.
Okay.
So, definitely.
Okay, so there you go. It's not in the VIP, but it is in the zoo and is one of the main attractions.
Yup.
There you go.
Very, very fucking cautious to going in that fucking,
that
like,
bitch is fucking, that is an enclosure.
Yes. Like, motherfucker, you can only see that shit if you press a button.
Yeah, as proof to everything. Like, no, we ain't fucking around.
Yes, sir.
That bitch is in a vibranium vault.
We not fucking around with y'all.
No.
This shit is not doing it for me. But other than that, now I actually have nothing else to say unless you do, my man.
No, we're good. Just thank you once again. Do we remind the good people what comes next month?
Anime.
Yes, next month, 2024 edition of Anime. So we got a couple anime features for you.
Yep, one of the ones is we are finally doing Perfect Blue.
Yeah, we'll probably do that one next week, probably.
Probably.
I'm still trying to convince Shaq to do another movie, but we'll see.
For Jose.
For me.
I am Shaggy Black.
Him.
You can find us on the Twitters at @cinema_villains. You can also find us at the same amalgamation of words on Instagram, possibly Blue Sky.
Yeah, Blue Sky as well.
One of those things.
CinemaVillains.BlueSky.social, whatever it is. Weird.
You're watching this. If you're watching this on YouTube, please hit that like, subscribe.
Yeah,
button.
Like and subscribe, please. And share. Share our YouTube page. So
share
we can grow.
It, man. So we can literally grow out of this hellhole.
Yeah.
Because we, oh boy,
But it's going to take some time, and we're going to apply that effort into it.
Yeah.
And then other than that, folks, we're out of here.
Yep. So once again, thank you very much. We here love you. Please take care of yourselves. And as always, we bid you adieu.
Sayonara.